Hi, pros. Lou Santini here, host of Amateur Nation. My dry bar comedy special, Amateur Nation, is now available.
And just like this show, if you're allergic to a lack of common sense in today's world, and you like your comedy delivered with uncompromising tell-it-like-it-is bite, then check out my half-hour comedy special, Amateur Nation.
Go to drybarcomedy.com/Lou S. This is my way of saying thank you to the pros who listen to this show every week.
drybarcomedy.com/Lou S.
Amateur Nation is not just a podcast,
it's a movement.
The Honor and Remember flag is a nationally recognized symbol that sends a message of appreciation for the sacrifice made by our fallen heroes and their families. The flag flies at many NASCAR races around the country, and you can help honor our nation's fallen military members and remember the eternal sacrifice of their service by flying the flag too. Text FLAG to 71777 or visit honorandremember.org to learn more. Together, we remember them all.
Okay, let's all shut up, please.
Warning. The podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
I always do. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. This is episode 268, Racists and Censors and Crime. Oh, my. On today's episode, This Week at Amateur Nation Racism, starring Joy Reid. Attention, comedians who cancel and censor. You have no business being in the free speech business. And This Week in Immigrant Crime. Then we honor the sneeze guard at the a la carte buffet. And as always, we wind up the show on positive notes with three things that are done right on three pro things. Pro Nation first shouts out to Frida on Truth Social, Steve Riggs on Facebook, and Illuminatism, George Rigdon Comedy, all the way there in England, and a comedian we've played on this show, and River Abreu on Instagram. Your pro post of the week from UK comedian, actor, writer, and presenter Stephen Fry, this. It's now very common to hear people say, "I'm rather offended by that," as if that gives them certain rights. It's no more than a whine. It has no meaning. It has no purpose. It has no reason to be respected as a phrase. "I'm offended by that." Well, so fucking what? Here's what's happening at Amateur Nation.
As we go a little something like this, hit it!
Step one.
Topic number one.
It's time for This Week in Amateur Nation Racism. Economists are predicting the AI bubble will burst faster than the dot-com bubble decades ago. And not a moment too soon, as Google, motto, "We do what we want, when we want, how we want," and their AI image generation has caused many a shitstorm with majorly racist, anti-white, white-hating, anti-men, anti-religion, anti-American history, anti-accuracy, anti-truth, and anti-smart programming.
Fuck! Even in the future, nothing works!
Ah, the world of technology. Propaganda, lies, falsehoods, and indoctrination at your young, impressionable child's fingertips. Click on the page and see the Indian female pope.
Coughing. Wait, what are we doing?
And who could forget the black female German soldiers of World War II? Remember how those black female German soldiers rounded up the Jews for extermination? And hey, since we're rewriting history, time for white Americans to start hating on them, right? Or what about Asian Ben Franklin? Franklin is an authentic Asian name, yes? Hey, it's Black Thomas Jefferson. You know, the rapist slave owner Amateur Nation is always screaming about. Now that rapist slave owner is black. What say you, Amateur Nation? Never mind the fact that if we want to see what these important historical figures look like, we can go to a book or see a painting in a museum.
No!
Elon Musk said he was glad Google overplayed their hand.
It's science, people!
I love deconstructing, tearing down, and making fun of stupid people's quotes and sound bites. Same for racist people, but stupid racist people especially. Here's the oxymoronically named Joy Reid from MSNBC with all kinds of racist, stupid wrong. Joy?
The United States has a population of north of 327 million people. Why do we need more kids?
Oh, I'm sorry. Everyone put their genitals away.
What do I do now? Give birth?
Nope. No more kids allowed. Joy Reid called it. We're full. Except for the 7.3 million plus murderous, mentally ill, illegal, freeloading amateurs flooding our borders. By the way, Joy, you could use all the ratings help you can get, girl.
Are you saying the state of Alabama needs more kids? Why does the state of Alabama need more kids? More kids for what?
I guess Joy can cross off Alabama as a place to visit. Why are you hating on Alabama? More kids for what? What do kids bring to the table? Unless they're mining for rare earth minerals for electric car batteries, I can't see a use for a child. I mean, sure, they grow up and have the potential to be impactful members of society. Maybe one of the kids can grow up, be CEO of MSNBC, and fire Joy. Now it all makes sense why she is anti-kid.
There was a time when the state of Alabama absolutely needed more kids because, you know, Alabama was a slave state.
Was. 160 years ago. But hang on to that like it was yesterday, you know, since you are continuously affected and remember those years so fondly, Joy. And there's your daily reminder of slavery from Amateur Nation. I think I'm going to have to do a daily reminder of the looting and rioting and destruction that the George Floyd PSYOP participants perpetrated on America. Or a daily reminder of the shutdowns and how millions were bullied into losing their jobs or getting the untested gene experiment. Oh, this just in. Slavery 160 years ago is the number one thing from keeping any modern-day black person from succeeding or even staying afloat.
Are you saying the state of Alabama needs more kids because you think that those populations will include people who are maybe destitute and desperate enough if you kick out the immigrants like a lot of y'all want to do and you can make them do the work that the migrants are doing now?
No, that sounds like you are saying that. Sounds like you and your elite and Amateur Nation have an exact plan for these illegals. That is, for the ones not out murdering our tax-paying legal citizens. ProNation is saying we don't want any deadbeats who raise our taxes due to the free health care, a prepaid debit card for food, and $2,000 a month to live rent-free.
Because that kind of sounds slavery-ish.
Slavery-ish. The new hit comedy on ABC right after Black-ish. Hey, no, that's not slavery, Amateur. For someone who cries slavery at the drop of a hat and who wallows in its distant memory that didn't affect you directly, you don't seem to know what slavery is. You see, slavery is, without the use of a dictionary, being captured, possibly transported, and then held against your will to do work. Your little imaginary story that you supposed isn't slavery. That's illegals taking work and money and food out of the mouths of taxpaying Americans. B. Slavery-ish isn't a word, professional journalist and news commentator. C. And this is a big one, Joy Reid.
How many ways are there for me to say, shut the fuck up?
I almost forgot, and this is great. Joy Reid is either straightening and bleaching her natural hair blonde, or she's donning a blonde short wig that, no joke, look it up, sure looks a lot like Donald Trump. Cultural appropriation!
Help, help, I'm being repressed!
And now this.
And now for step two.
Topic number two.
How is it you always have something funny to say?
Because I'm a comedian.
Been a while since I discussed censorship and cancel culture, and even longer since I talked about comedy censorship. But be assured, it's alive and well. As a comedian of 27 years and counting, these stories always get my attention.
We got a thing called freedom of speech, and a man can say any dumb-ass thing he wants.
Well, you'd think so, but here comes this story from MSN.com. Seattle Comedy Club cancels four comedians for progressive values. Here's the article. A prominent comedy club in Seattle has come under fire for canceling scheduled performances by four comedians, citing concerns about their misalignment with the neighborhood's values.
There's nothing wrong with making people laugh.
Jim Florentine, one of the canceled comedians, expressed his dismay during an interview on News Nation's Dan Abrams Live. He said, "Our agent booked us at this club. Tickets were selling, and then on Friday we got this email that we were all canceled." The Capitol Hill Comedy Bar. Okay, that is not a prominent comedy club anywhere, let alone Seattle. Abruptly canceled shows featuring comedians Dave Smith, Luis Gomez, Jim Florentine, and Kurt Metzger, all represented by the same agent. The cancellations, spanning from April to October, were met with confusion and frustration by the affected performers. The email sent to the comedian cited, quote, "significant feedback." Translation, three or less amateurs complained, expressing concerns about the alignment of these upcoming shows with the neighborhood's ethos, and emphasize the club's desire to maintain harmony within the community.
Oh, your little feelings party didn't work out, huh? Who won the hugging contest? No, let me guess. Everyone tied for first.
It's official. Seattle is a city of pussies.
Okay, comedian.
The comedy club is located in the Chaz district of Seattle. And that explains it. Chaz is an acronym for Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, which became infamous in the height of the George Floyd protests, when protesters there declared the city block area in an autonomous region to approach social justice, which has now been closed down due to crime, filth, and businesses being decimated. Ah, progress. And they're worried about comedians coming in with hurdy jokes. The article continues, Florentine speculated that local comics may have influenced the decision, suggesting they labeled the East Coast comedians as rough around the edges, and meaning they put on your big boy pants, not safe for work, adult comedy, stuff that, of course, people in Seattle would go running into their safe spaces upon hearing, and incompatible with the club's atmosphere. Translation, we're lesser experienced comedians threatened by actual talent and, more importantly, words, jokes, and points of view we don't agree with. So we will speak for an entire city's sense of humor. Those are extremely short-sighted comedians, because there just may come a time where they will be canceled or censored. But then, of course, it will be labeled as oppression and hate speech. Second Amendment be damned. The article continues, despite the setback, the Tacoma Comedy Club, located just 30 minutes south of Seattle, which is well known, swiftly stepped in to book all four comedians, effectively replacing their canceled dates.
What's funny about that?
You just canceled your way out of four sold-out shows and money, Capitol Hill Comedy Bar. Money you could have used for all kinds of censorship and oppression.
You know, this whole humor fad is pretty much on the way out.
I mean, look, it's one thing for customers to get whiny and cry oppression if a comedian says something their little baby ears can't handle. As I've said 1,000 times, would you go to a movie theater, walk up to the ticket window with your eyes closed tight and say, two tickets for that one, and just point at the wall randomly where all the movies are displayed? No. You do your homework and see the movie that lines up with your mood and your tastes. Do your homework before going to a comedy club, Amateur Nation. But now we have cowardly rookie so-called comedians telling on other comedians?
Your mother sucks fucking big fucking elephant dicks.
Attention comedians who cancel and censor. You have no business being in the free speech business. If you are for any kind of censorship, especially censorship of a fellow comedian's point of view and opinion and material, you have no business being in a stand-up comedy club or in the business of stand-up comedy ever.
Are you just gonna joke your way through your entire life?
Just the parts that call for it. So like 85%.
Don't tell me that's covered by the First Amendment.
To send comments, questions, compliments, constructive criticism, insults, and nudie pics, email me at lou@lousantini.com. And you can find all my social media links and my email on my main website, lousantini.com. I post short clips throughout the week so you get a taste of what's coming, but Thursdays you get a trailer with all the upcoming week's topics of discussion. It's called Sneak Peek Thursday. Follow, subscribe, comment, and most importantly, leave a review of this podcast and copy and paste the link from wherever you listen and send it to a fellow pro or an amateur who is doing life wrong. A la carte and three pro things ahead, as always. But first, This Week in Immigrant Crime on topic number three next.
Recess.
The Honor and Remember flag is a nationally recognized symbol that sends a message of appreciation for the sacrifice made by our fallen heroes and their families. The flag flies at many NASCAR races around the country, and you can help honor our nation's fallen military members and remember the eternal sacrifice of their service by flying the flag too. Text FLAG to 71777 or visit honorandremember.org to learn more. Together, we remember them all.
There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition.
Inside, you'll read,
The Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur. Amateur habitats and history. Social media plus me, me, me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
Listen up, you stiffs.
All right, now step three.
Topic number three.
Hit me!
It's time for
This Week in Immigrant Crime.
An illegal immigrant from Venezuela was charged with murdering Lakin Riley, a 22-year-old nursing student at the University of Georgia. She was kidnapped during a run on campus and was beaten so badly with an object that her skull was disfigured. And of course, Amateur Nation's precious commie news network, CNN, refused to disclose that Jose Antonio Ibarra was the illegal undocumented immigrant that was the suspect and had been arrested before. I know, amateurs, it's just one case. Yeah, today. In Maryland, an illegal immigrant from El Salvador, Nilson Trejo Granados, faces charges of first and second degree murder in the crossfire death of a 2-year-old. Here's the worst part. Despite being arrested twice for theft, Trejo Granados was released by the Montgomery Police Department. How bad is the border crisis? From 1892 to 1954, a 62-year span, 12 million people arrived at Ellis Island the right way. Under President Coloring Book, 7.3 million and counting have crossed illegally. And let's not forget that most of these illegals are criminals and mental patients let out from South American prisons and mental health facilities. And let's not forget the Middle Eastern terrorists, Hamas soldiers, and Chinese nationalists, all military-aged males being let in.
Well, there's no reason to make a federal case out of it.
I know Amateur Nation thinks Pro Nation, and especially President Trump, is racist because we don't want America overrun by illegal, tax-draining, freeloading, human-trafficking, murderous, mentally ill, newly released, non-English-speaking criminals destroying our country. But here's something amateurs need to hear. He may be a member of the Epstein Frequent Scumbag Club, but here's audio of former President Bill Clinton speaking on securing the border, courtesy of Conservatives 2024 on Instagram. Bill?
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more, by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
Imagine if President Trump said all that. Still hungry? Could swallow a few more bites of some Amateur Nation news? Well, it's a la carte. Here we go. If you live on a steady diet of mainstream media and do not look into any alternative media and information or news sources, you're an amateur. You get what you get, and that includes no pity from this pro. During a Senate hearing, Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears accidentally, but accurately, referred to transgender Senator Danica Rome as Sir.
What's your name, sir?
Causing Senator Rome to storm out of the room like a woman. Huh. Broads, am I right, trans men?
He's a sissy. There, I said that.
I don't want any of that California bullshit.
Well, no one does. That's why Rescue California, a conservative political organization, announced that they are planning on another attempt to remove Emperor Gavin Newsom from his job with a recall. All right, let me save you some time, folks. Recalls don't work, especially in California. Instead, California needs to go the route of Green Charter Township in Michigan and physically remove Gavin Newsom from his office, taking his keys and commandeering his office until sane leadership is found.
And now, Governor Santini.
You wish, California. In a blatantly scumbag, deceitful play, Human Thumb, disgraced Commie News Network anchor Brian Stelter is running for a school board seat in New Jersey as a Republican. Why would he do this?
Because he's an idiot, that's why.
He thinks Republicans are complacent and won't read ballots and just vote where they see the letter R. You know, like commies do with the letter D, for dumb. Three things that are done right in this world. Three pro things. Here we go. Number one. On three pro things today, it's cars, cars, cars. I've owned three Toyotas in my life, including my current 2016 Toyota Tacoma TRD Sport 4x4 pickup truck as one of my vehicles. I recently mentioned that Toyota said they were not going into a full EV lineup anytime soon due to the lack of demand and lack of cost effectiveness. Now the story gets more detailed with reasoning that is total common sense.
That's why Toyota doesn't believe in electric vehicles. In a leaked internal document, they lay out the 1-6-90 rule. Essentially, it's saying the amount of raw material it takes to make one battery electric vehicle could instead be used to make 6 plug-in hybrids or 90 hybrid vehicles. And the overall carbon reduction of those 90 hybrids over lifetime is 37 times more than a single battery electric vehicle.
One EV, 6 plug-in hybrids, or 90 hybrids. What would you do if you ran a company? Duh. Number two. I also own a 2014 Mercedes that I bought new, and I'm a huge fan of the car brand. Always have been. And if you listen to this show enough, you know my philosophy on technology. I don't have a problem with tech as long as it A, works, and B, it's not invading my privacy or tracking me. Here's James May of Top Gear talking about the new Mercedes S-Class and a piece of tech in the car of which he's not a fan.
Well, tell you what I was driving the other day, new Mercedes S-Class, which is available with a thermal imaging camera, okay, which sends a feed from the front of the car onto the dashboard, so you can see what's ahead at night. beyond the range of your headlights. We've got some footage of it here. So as you're driving along, the camera can see animals. There you go. It picks them out in red, or people.
Oh, because of the...
As it's going along, there is an animal, you
That's
see.
That's clever. Yeah, it's a bit of a gimmick, though, isn't it? You wouldn't sort of rely on...
Well, no, you say that, James, but I was coming back to my flat in London the other night. It was quite late in the S-Class with that turned on. And as I was going up, it picked out a red box in some bushes just outside my front door. So I drove up. I thought, what on earth is that at this time of the morning? Drove up. When the headlights got there, paparazzi photographer.
So it can actually find paps hiding in the dark.
Yeah, but there's a problem, because when I tried to run him down, as you get near, it automatically applies the brakes. So what's the point of targeting somebody if you then can't hit them? Back to the drawing board with that, please, yeah. Mercedes.
And number three. Speaking of cars, thank God Formula One is back. I plowed through Netflix's Drive to Survive a week or so ago to keep me satisfied until race day. And as if I needed another reason to be a fan of three-time consecutive world champion Red Bull Racing driver Max Verstappen, here he is giving an interview being asked, along with Fernando Alonso, their thoughts on the stuff that isn't actual racing.
Do you drivers like it, the behind-the-scenes stories, the Netflix and everything, or you just focus on the driving part?
No. No. I don't know. Probably I'm a bit more old school in that. I wish social media never existed.
I admire your honesty. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
And you know next week I'll be back talking about the return of the NHRA. My Dry Bar Comedy special, Amateur Nation, can be found at drybarcomedy.com/LOUS. Find all my social media links on Instagram, Truth Social, Facebook, and YouTube at lousantini.com. Pros, make your voice heard in some way every day. Don't tolerate amateurs and their America Last destructive behavior. Speak up, because it's 2024, the year of the great resist. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast, it's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a big major production.
That kind of sounds slavery-ish.
New Don't Be an Amateur silicone shot glasses. They're virtually indestructible. Perfect for picnics, camping, and tailgating. Doubles as a wine stopper. Plus, they're dishwasher and microwave safe, odor-free, and non-toxic. Buy three and get your fourth shot glass free. These 1.5-ounce shot glasses are available in classic red, classic blue, and turquoise pink yellow tie-dye blend. Go to lousantini.com/shop and order your Don't Be an Amateur shot glasses today.